I went to India. Actually, at that time, there were three people from Japan, from Visicom, like a project manager, Mr. Masuda, and also the senior engineer, Mr. Takayama. And I was the youngest engineer, okay? And but I made the proposal to Intel. I generalized this idea to be used for LSIs, okay? And I made some important areas, logic schematic, to show to Intel. And we didn't complete all of logic schematic in Japan. And but with 80 to 90%, we thought it might be enough. And after we discussed with Intel, then we wanted to make a final logic schematic for them.
Yes.
And but after then, there were the two people from Intel. One of them was Ted Hoff. And the other guy was Stan Mazer. And Stan was the like programmers. And but Ted Hoff, as you know, Ted Hoff had lots of good background. He studied about the computers, and also he joined to Stanford research for computers area. And also he had so many good ability in many areas, like computers, software, circuit design, logic, and also simulation too.
Yes.
And but in the beginning, at the meeting, we thought, once we showed logic schematic to them, okay, we thought they can understand what we wanted to do. Okay. But after several times of meeting, we found out they didn't have a logic engineer. They didn't have a circuit engineer.
So they knew about memory chips, but not logic chips.
That's right. And also, they didn't know about the desktop calculators. And for example, Seiko's printer was line printer. But they had only one desktop calculator, Monroe. Okay. But serial printers. And therefore, we have to study, we have to explain what is like a desktop calculator, what is a printer, how to control display. And it was quite difficult to job for us to explain, because they have never seen. Okay. And but after a couple of months of discussions, we were not able to reach the agreements. And but Ted Hoff made many questions to me. This is one of them. But actually, I brought some other things. For example, this was the flowchart for desktop calculators. It's quite simple, okay? And many times I explained, he made a lot of questions too. this flowchart. And also he asked me, why don't you explain such and such instructions?
Mm-hmm.
And also I brought the list of instructions for this one. Okay. Mm-hmm. And therefore I showed the hardware block diagrams, mm-hmm. and flowchart and instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And but this is based on the macro level decimal instructions.
Okay.
And in sometimes in August after the deadlock, okay, and Ted Hoff came to my office. Always he had a very cheap sharp pencil,
mm-hmm.
like $1.50, like on the top of sharp pencil the eraser.
Yes.
And always he brought that sharp pencil, and he said my basic idea is such and such, okay. And but he said he jumped into the room and he said I found the ideas, okay. And but actually almost no ideas, okay. And he showed the box, the 4-bit arithmetic unit,
mm-hmm.
and here it's like a general purpose registers with 4-bit, and then there was one more block stuck, and there was four level of register,
mm-hmm.
because I said like a 3-level will be enough for subroutine, mm-hmm. for my applications.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said plus one program counter, which one program counter with a 3-level of stack will be enough. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And his basic idea was rather than implementing like n-digit macro instructions,
mm-hmm.
let us make your macro instruction by simple one-digit instruction, which means 4-bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I thought that looks good,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't show anything. Okay. Therefore, it was quite a difficult decision for us.